Social media world changers, I'm having a party in Austin on May 4th and you're invited. My third annual social media content creation conference, Social Success, is happening on May 4th, 2024 in beautiful Austin, Texas. I've gathered some of the best social media and entrepreneurial leaders in the country, including Brian Martin, Brett Shuford, Dr. Trevor Buffoni, Dan Peterson, Megan Colwell, Jennifer Bassman, Davina Maharaj, and yours truly to speak at this fun, inspiring event that will help you level up your social media presence, your content creation skills, and your leadership mindset. Your Austin weekend will start on Friday, May 3rd with an optional mini branding photo shoot and a happy hour meet and greet. Then get ready for the big day because on Saturday, May 4th, you're going to spend 10 hours with your fellow social media world changers, learning all of the latest social media strategies to skyrocket your brand. On Saturday, you'll also get your headshot snapped by our amazing event photographer, and you'll get a fun swag bag to take home. We'll end with some group videos and an after party that you definitely don't want to miss. Space is limited, so grab your ticket today. Head to smallbizsocialsociety.com for details and tickets. And here's a money-saving tip for you. Reach out to one of the speakers for a special discount code to save $50 off your ticket. This is the best social media event in 2024 for mission-driven entrepreneurs using social media to make a positive impact on the world. I can't wait to meet you in person in Austin on May 4th at Social Success. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Thanks so much for being back for another episode. Whether you are listening or you're watching on YouTube, I am so happy that you are here. I'm going to tell you how I got to 100,000 social media followers without cheating. That's our topic today. I'm going to dive in here in just a sec. But before that, I have to give you an important announcement if you haven't heard yet. So two lucky winners are going to be able to work with Team Fun Love Media, which that's my company, Fun Love Media, for free. Two winners. Okay, so here's how this works. This is for the attendees of Social Success, my upcoming annual conference that I have every year that helps you with your social media content creation. Our first year, 2022, was in Houston. Year 2023 was in New Orleans. And this year, 2024, we're going to go to Austin, Texas, downtown, beautiful Austin, Texas. I'm so excited about this because I love downtown Austin. If you've never been, it's so pretty. It's like city on the edge of like beautiful water and trees. It's really a fantastic place and delicious food. And that's where we're going to be for Social Success this year. And so here's how the giveaway is going to work. Two attendees of Social Success that are there present on the day, which the main day of this event weekend is May 4th, 2024. Two people that are there attending that purchased their tickets by April 1st, 2024 are eligible. That's how you get to be eligible. You have to buy your tickets for Social Success by April 1st, 2024. And then you have to be there in person, all right, on the day. And we're going to announce two winners that day. And you get to choose from two different prizes. We have so much to offer. I'm so excited about this, okay? So your two options are to either work with Megan, who is the director of design at Fun Love Media, my company. She's an incredibly talented designer and she's an artist. And you can work with her on a logo design kit, which is at least a $1,200 value, sometimes more than that. Or you can choose to work with me in a 90-minute virtual social media strategy session, which is a $500 value. So you get to choose, two people get to choose which one they want for free, just because we want to make sure that this event, Social Success, is epic and a totally unforgettable experience for everyone that attends. And this is just a little extra, you know, cherry on top that Megan and I wanted to add to the attendees, and, you know, and to help make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to help you and your brand and your business and your social media presence. So I'm so excited that two people are going to win this. So remember, you have to buy your social success ticket by April 1st, all right? And then you have to be there in person on May 4th to be eligible to enter, to be able to win. And there will be two winners, and you choose whether you want the logo design kit or want to work with me on a 90-minute strategy session. Either way. So I'm so excited about that. So make sure you go to smallbizsocialsociety.com to get your ticket. The tickets are on Eventbrite. We have an Eventbrite page. We're going to put that link in the show notes, and on the Social Sunshine website, there's a link, and everywhere on my social media, there's a link to buy tickets on you know, just track me down and you're going to get a link. Also, one more thing I have to mention is that don't pay full price for your ticket. We have $50 discount codes, okay? And each speaker at the event, which by the way, there's eight of us and we are a fabulous crew, if I do say so myself, some of the best social media creators in the country, quite frankly, at this event, we all have a limited amount of $50 discount codes that we can hand out as we choose. So make sure and reach out to me or to Megan. Everything will be linked again in the show notes, or to any of the other speakers. You can go look at my Instagram and get that $50 discount code, because you want to have that so you can go buy the ticket and get the discount. What do you get for your, first of all, you should know that the regular price is $298, and with the $50 off, it's only going to be $248, of course. What do you get for your $248? I'm going to tell you what you get for your $248. You're going to get a action-packed, amazing day that's full of all kinds of goodies for you and your brand and your social media. So we're going to start the day at the Omni Austin Hotel downtown Austin. We're going to start the morning with a coffee networking hour. So you're going to get to have coffee. You're going to get to meet everybody, say hello, all that stuff. We're going to have a day full of education, all these fun sessions. Like I said, there's eight speakers, so we have lots and lots to share. You're going to learn about viral videos and the characteristics of those and what goes into making a viral video. You're going to learn about selling on social media, which is really hard to do, but we have an expert, Dan, that's going to be there doing that. I'm going to be talking about actually something I'm going to share with you here in a few minutes in this episode. Whenever I do my session, we have the wonderful Brian Martin is going to be there. Sea Lion Brian, you probably know him on social media. God, he has like well over a million followers, and he's going to be talking about his story and how he handles his social media. We have a Canva design session. So much to learn to really level up your social media presence. And so you're going to get all of that included. And you're also going to get to do headshots with our amazing photographer. She's going to be taking headshots and photographing the event all day long. So you're actually going to get a little goodie after you get back home, after the event's over, and have a headshot or two sent to you electronically that you can use in a beautiful picture of you. So, and also toward the end of the day, we'll have some like fun stuff before we're done for the evening. Like we'll get together and we'll do photos and we'll do some video collaborations. You can do videos with the speakers if you want to, or with the fellow attendees. We'll have a little like fun, silly awards ceremony at the end. It's really going to be a fantastic day. And then of course there's going to be an after party. You know, we can't end the weekend without an after party, but you want to show up to Social Success on Friday, May 3rd at the latest. You want to get to Austin, get to the Omni Austin downtown, get checked in and all that, because our photographer, who I was just talking about, our wonderful, wonderful photographer, Callie, she's going to be offering a very limited amount of mini branding photo shoots for that Friday. So only a very small amount of slots will she have, because it's just, we don't have enough time for everybody, but to do like a 15-minute mini shoot with her, and you get six images. It's an add-on. So you're going to add that on if you want, but you got to buy your ticket first, and then we'll email you all of the information about that, about if you want to add on that photo shoot with Callie on Friday. So definitely arrive on Friday anyway, even if you're not going to do that, because we're going to have a happy hour meet and greet on Friday evening so everybody can say hello. And then of course, Saturday, May 4th is the big day with all of the exciting things happening. So it's going to be a really great weekend in Austin. I Would love to see you there. We have limited space, so it's a more of an intimate event. So keep that in mind. Don't delay. Like, if you know you can come, go ahead and just get your ticket. Go ahead and reach out to me or the other speakers. Get your discount code to get $50 off. Go ahead and get that ticket. And then do it before April 1st, so that way you're eligible to win one of the prizes, and then you're all set. And then you can start planning your fun weekend in Austin, and you can go and really have, honestly, a weekend that you'll never forget. I think it's important for us to get together in real life. You know, as social media creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, we just, it can feel isolating, right? It can feel a little lonely, this journey that we're on, and people don't always understand, like, why are you sharing so much about your business on social media all the time? Why are you posting so many pictures of yourself on social media all the time? You know, it's very hard for some people to understand. So it can make us feel some sort of way. And so when we can get together in person, together as creators, as creatives, as entrepreneurs, and support each other and learn together and be reminded of why it's so fucking important what we do, then that's what we need to do. And that's why I created this event. So I am so excited to see you in Austin. Go to the link in the show notes, go to smallbizsocialsociety.com and get going on all the things. If you have any questions, just DM me on Instagram and I'm always here to help you. Okay. Now to the topic of today is how I got to 100,000 social media followers without cheating. Now, let me go ahead and explain. Without cheating, what I mean is that I've never bought followers. You know how, like, there's that, that's a thing. It's weird that it's 2024 now and that's still a thing, because I thought that maybe it would just, like, die off because it's weird, but it hasn't. It's still a thing. People still buy followers. And if you have done that in the past, look, don't do it again. Don't do it again. All right. We want to do things. We want to do things the good old fashioned way. And that's how I've done it. And I have this breakdown for you to give you a really detailed look of how I've done what I've done, and kind of, like, really a peek behind the curtain, something that a lot of creators don't really talk about. Okay. So the first part I want to share, and I've got my notes down here. So if you're watching the YouTube version and I look down, it's because I'm looking at my notes to make sure I don't forget anything. First of all, I want to make sure and share this with you. So the truth of the matter is that 50% of my following has come from about 1% of my content. All right. So this means that approximately 1% of my content, which is comprised of more than 10,000 posts, certainly over the last decade or so, only 1% went viral or mini viral, and then resulted in large chunks of follower gains for each of those posts. So that just means that a very, very small percentage of my content is responsible for probably half of my following. And this is because those posts that in that small 1% of all the content I've ever shared were seen by the most people. And because of that, when you do go viral, or even just kind of, like, mini viral, just really high views, that kind of thing, you're likely going to gain followers. You know, it goes together the majority of the time. So that's something a lot of people don't talk about, is that your following, when you are in growth mode, really can end up coming from a very small percentage of your content. Because the truth is that even if you're really great at making videos that get high views and stuff, most people aren't going to be, you know, having crazy high views every single time. So it's just a smaller percentage of your content. Okay. So now, what about the other 50% of my following that did not come from that 1% of my content? So those followers came from these things and probably more, but these are the main things. Consistently posting for years, engaging with others regularly, connecting with people I met in real life on social, collaborating with other creators, and guesting on podcasts. Now, I want to break these down for you. So let's go back. Let's make sure we're clear on this. We know that about 50% of my, it's 100,000 followers total over all the platforms I'm on right now as of March 2024. We just getting started, y'all. But that's how many it is right now. So we already have established that about half of those followers came from only 1% of my content, the content that really exploded and was seen by a lot of people, right? So the other half came from all these different kinds of efforts. And I want to break these down for you so you can understand, in case you want to do this yourself. All right. So consistently posting for years. Now, we have to remember that everybody's different. We're all unique snowflakes. So maybe somebody else could get to 100,000 followers in 1 year. For me, it took more than 10 of me just being a user of, say, like Instagram and beyond. But, you know, I would say it wasn't 10 years of like really solid strategic effort. I would say my more super consistent strategic effort and connecting my social media to my business and really building a solid brand intentionally has been more of like a 6 year journey. Okay. Maybe not the full 10, but it's still a lot of years. But anyway, so consistently posting for years, I have been showing up on social media for years, a lot of years. Y'all, I used MySpace. Okay. And I loved MySpace too, by the way. That was so fun. Okay. So that's the first way I got the other half of all my followers. The next part, engaging with others regularly. Now, this comes in different forms. It's like me commenting on someone else's post, me commenting on someone else's Instagram story, me just watching someone's Instagram story, me sharing someone's Facebook post, any sort of engaging with others. It can be DMs, messaging back and forth. Anytime you're actually like engaging with content in any sort of a way, I'm doing that on a regular basis. I'm not just like posting and being like, well, hope that goes well, bye, and then setting the phone down. I'm spending time actually engaging with other stuff because that one is keeping my account active. So that triggers the algorithm to know, like, this is an active account. Okay, so she's engaging with this person and that person. And oh, so the more you do that, the more those people are going to see your content, by the way. So it's actually a very good strategy to engage to increase your own visibility. But also it helps to actually, you know, create those genuine relationships with people, because to me, that's the best part. Like, I've made some of the most wonderful friends ever because of social media. That's where I meet all my friends now. Like, I don't, like, how else do people meet friends? I have no idea. But that's what's so important. And these are business relationships, personal relationships, people that I genuinely deeply love and I would have never, ever met had it not been for social media. So yes, engaging is strategic and it's going to help, you know, give you a little boost in the algorithm, but it also helps you build those actual connections, which enhance your life. Okay. Okay. The next thing is connecting with people I met in real life on social media. So like if I go to a thing, like for example, I went to a networking event a few weeks back with Davina, who works for me. She's fantastic. We went to this networking event that was local to meet some other business owners and such in the area. And of course I connected with as many people as I could on social media, like while we were standing there, like busted out the phone. There is no being shy, no shame in my game. I busted out the phone. I was like, are you on Instagram? Because I asked that one the first, because that's my hub. And if they weren't, then I can find them on Facebook or whatever. But I go ahead and connect with them right then. And then I take a screenshot of their account because I'm afraid I could forget what their Instagram account was or their Facebook account or whatever, right? After I leave. So then I have all these screenshots in my phone to make it very easy for me to go back and go, okay, these are the people that I met at that event, and then start, you know, building those relationships with them on social. Because the truth of the matter is that we're only in person together for just a little while. Like that networking event, we were there for like 2 hours and it was over. And then we all part ways. And it's like, are we supposed to like try to actually remember everybody? That's, you know, that's where a lot of times social media comes in handy, because then if you connect on social, then that's how you're going to stay in touch until maybe you see each other in person again later. All right. So that is a big one for me. I'm always connecting with people when I meet them in real life. I'm asking them if they want to connect on social media. Okay. Also collaborating with other creators. This is something that can really help you grow your following on social media, because when you collaborate with someone else and like, say like you literally like make a video with someone, say you're able to do that, you make it with them like in person together. Like you may have seen on my social media that I've made a lot of content with Trevor, who also works for me. They're all fantastic, amazing social media managers, but he happens to want to love to dance like I do. So like we can get together and do these dancing videos and collaborate. And that means that my audience you know, is exposed to him and his is exposed to me. And so that's what I mean by actually like literally getting together and collaborating. But there's other ways to collaborate if you can't do that, right? You can't always get together with people in person and create videos together. You can do them from afar. You don't have to be in the same place to put together a video. You can even do a funny skit or something, or you could just do something educational and just like kind of a pass the phone thing where, you know, each person talks, right? And then you all, somebody edits a video together and boom, you're in content together. You also, collaborative efforts are also like, honestly, just like simply recommending someone in your stories, like pointing them out, like share them to your Instagram or Facebook stories, or even TikTok stories right now. Share about someone else, collaborate, get together in that sort of a way. You can go live together with people. There's just a lot of ways to collaborate. And then there's the actual like literal collaboration feature that right now is on Instagram only. I hope they add it everywhere because it's so fantastic. If you add people as a collaborator, that means that that post, that piece of content on Instagram is seen in the feed of like, say if it was me and Trevor, it would be seen by my audience and his in their feed. You know, not just mine or just his. So those collaboration, that collaboration feature is honestly really, really fantastic. So any way I could collaborate with people, you know, I'm going to try to do that. And then finally, guesting on podcasts. That is another form of collaboration, by the way. But that is, I think, especially because I have a podcast, and at Fun Love Media, one of the services we offer is podcast production and podcast marketing. And so I think just being so close to it and seeing the power of podcasting and how easy it is to be a guest on a podcast, you know? I mean, even if you're nervous or something, it's not, I don't mean that. I just mean like, it's not difficult to do. It's not a difficult task to accomplish. We even offer that service at Fun Love Media where we actually get our clients booked on podcasts so they can be guests. The reason for this is that right now, like as we're in 2024, it's such podcasts are obviously very popular. Thank you for listening to or watching this one. But like it's a way for you to be intentional about who sees you and finds out about you. So you can look up all the podcasts that would make sense for you to be on, like in your industry, your niche, your kind of area of expertise, the kind of audience that you would want to talk to, that kind of thing. And then you can apply to be a guest on all these different shows, and it doesn't like cost you anything to do it. And it shouldn't, by the way, if they're trying to charge you, you know, red flag. For the most part, I know there's some extenuating circumstances, but for the most part, they should not be charging you to be on their fucking show. Okay. So, but you're going to be able to do that, and you're going to be able to then be heard and seen by that show's audience, right? So that's really fantastic. Then you can develop a relationship with the host. So you have another connection there. And also you can use bits and pieces of the actual episode itself to make content for your own social media accounts. Like it's a win-win-win-win-win to be a guest on podcasts. In fact, a lot of people will just like roll that into their overall marketing strategy for the year. And they'll just be like, I'm going to make sure I'm a guest on one podcast a month all year long. And that's that. And it takes like an hour to record a podcast episode. It's not that hard, not that long. And it's really, really beneficial. So that's another way that I've been able to grow my social media following. So let's go back to make sure you have all this in case you're taking notes or anything. So my first point was that I have gained about 50% of my following from about only 1% of my content. So those are pieces of content, mostly videos that either went viral or mini viral, did really well. They were exposed to a lot of people. Therefore, you gain followers from it, right? So that's like about half of my following. The other half was from consistently posting for years, engaging with others regularly, connecting with people I met in real life on social media, collaborating with other creators, and guesting on podcasts. I like to say that managing social media growth is like a house party. And because it is, it's like a never ending house party. Now, I love a house party, but it can feel like a big task, and it can feel overwhelming sometimes because this is an indefinite effort. I don't know that there's an end in sight. I mean, for me and my business, I hope not, right? But for this show, it's all about social media. So let it stick around forever. But in all seriousness, I mean, there is not an end in sight right now. And, you know, it's something that brands are going to have to just keep doing, like, on and on and on and on and on, right? You don't just stop marketing or stop networking or stop communicating whenever you're trying to build a brand and build a business. Do you know? You've got to keep going. And so the house party thing is an idea I came up with, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago that I just loved because, you know, in my brand, I love to have fun. I love a party. And so it was a cool way to present this idea to people to help you understand more of how to manage growth on social media. So how to manage the fact that you've got people that are already in your house at the party, but you want to invite more people to join, and how to not neglect the people that are in the house at the party, but also still get out there and get more people to come in. It's an interesting, tricky kind of balance back and forth, or not really even a balance, like a ping pong, like a, you know, a back and forth thing that you kind of have to do. And I'm going to talk about that actually at Social Success. So that's what I meant earlier when I said I was going to explain my topic as a speaker at Social Success in Austin is going to be social media is like a house party. So we're going to have a fun little like demonstration to show you what I mean by that and how you can juggle all of that so that you can be making sure you're not neglecting these people that are already your followers that are already at your party. And you're really tending to them, but you're also still adding people to the mix constantly. And some people are going to leave the house party, right? Some people are going to unfollow. We want to just keep that to a minimum the best that we can. So I'm going to have so much fun demonstrating that and showing that at Social Success in Austin. Remember, it is an intimate event. We have a limited space. Okay. There's only so many tickets. And so I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity because one, if we don't have any tickets left, you can't come. But also, you really do have some of the best social media creators in the country are going to come together on May 4th in Austin at Social Success. And for a certain exclusive group of people, the people attending, you get access to not only all of our sessions to what we're sharing, but to actually ask questions and interact with these amazing social media creators, people that have become famous on social media and are beloved and are doing such good things, to really learn from them and really be inspired by them. And you know, maybe be in a fun dancing video with us or something. You never know what we can what we can do together when we get together at these events. We always make a fun dancing video. So if you don't want to be in a video with me, this may not be the event for you. Just going to say that. Anyway, I hope that this was helpful getting a look at how I gain these followers. I'm going to talk more on this topic in a coming episode, but I just wanted to get us started with this. And I just think it's something a lot of people don't realize, that for a lot of us social media creators, that a large percentage of our following came from a very small percentage of our content. And it just proves that that it's not a guarantee that every single time you share something, it's going to be life-changing and gain you all these followers. And that you know, it's about, like I said, continuing to go and just incorporating this into your life, into your brand, and your business, and sharing on a regular basis, and find what works for you to make sure you're showing up on a consistent basis for your audience. So I hope this was helpful. Please reach out if you have any questions. Remember, all the information is in the show notes. Go to socialsunshinepodcast.com for more information on anything. In case you can't find your way around show notes or something, you can always go to socialsunshinepodcast.com, and you can always follow me and the show on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok. We're all over the place, and I'm always happy to help you. Reach out anytime. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossin.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.